So I'm sitting here with Reed Martin here in the Sebastiani Theater, really a local jewel of Sonoma, California, home to independent film, vintage, classic movies, not related to AMC or Regal or any of the big chains, but just an independent movie palace here in the heart of Sonoma, California. And we're also sitting here with the guy who makes it happen. It's Roten, right?
Yeah.
Roger Roten. I want to make sure I say his name right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 279, The Sebastiani Theater. Longtime RSC fans will recognize the Sebastiani Theater in Sonoma, California. We performed here many times and, in fact, shot the Complete History of America Abridged DVD here. But this is the first time we've sat down with Roger Roten, the proprietor, programmer, and manager of this classic old movie palace. We started our conversation with Roger telling us why he wanted to get into the movie running business in the first place.
I'm making a lot of money here. I mean,
that's why we're doing a benefit for you.
That's right. I'd recommend to anybody that if they want to make a lot of money, they should get a small one single screen theater and just really go after it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not like radio.
If they're crazy as I am, then they should do that because it won't ever happen.
How long have you been running the Sebastiani?
It's going to be 20 years in April.
Ooh, that's saying the length of time I've been with the Reduced Shakespeare Company, since 92.
92, that was it. It was a good year.
It was a good year.
Yeah. Where did we go wrong?
Yeah, I know. We both started on money-losing propositions. What the hell? But what? Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the place, of the theater?
Yeah, so, you know, it was built in 1933 during the Depression, and it opened in 1934. And, you know, you look at this, it's a beautiful, beautiful theater, and they spared no expense in building this theater. Yeah. And it looks a little older than what was that era, you know. Uh-huh. Art Deco was in that period.
Right.
But Samuel Sebastiani, being a old Italian, and the architects were the Reed brothers.
Okay.
And they were
an old Italian and a vintner of the yes. Sebastiani wines.
Yeah. That's right. And so he went to the city and to get an architect, and he got the Reed brothers. Now the Reed brothers did a lot of theaters in the city. Okay. Some of their buildings withstood the 1906 earthquake.
Wow.
Very good architects.
Yeah.
This was their last theater. One of the brothers had already died, and by having the old plans, and this was Italian Renaissance architecture, and of course I'm sure that appealed to Samueli, and so he said, "Yeah, build me a theater." And so they built this elaborate theater with a full stage, a fly system, dressing rooms in the back, and just a beautiful theater.
So it wasn't built to be a movie theater. It was built to be a legit stage.
No, not really. It was built to be a movie theater. But I think what he did is he went to the city and said, you know, build me a theater. And
that's what you did when you built theaters. You built it with all those things. Yeah.
That's what they did. And at first, they didn't do any live events here. I mean, it was just movies. And evidently, he came here on Sunday afternoons. And every Sunday, by himself, his wife didn't come with him. And he would come and watch the movie. So that's how it all began, you know.
Okay.
And so, and over the years, it went through different, prosperity and deterioration. And so,
you got some great pictures in the lobby. They had premieres here, right?
Yeah, we had Seawolf, 1941. So we had a lot of stars here: Edward G. Robinson, John Garfield, Jane Wyman. A whole host of stars came up from Hollywood.
Jane Wyman's husband, I believe, was
Ronald
here.
Ronald Reagan was here, too.
That's right.
As Dan Ruggles, the old guy from Sonoma, he said, yeah, Reagan babysat right behind me. Of course, he didn't really like Reagan's politics, but...
Right.
The Seawolf connection is that Jack London spent the last decade or two of his life living in Sonoma, so that's why they premiered Seawolf here.
And they had the party at Jarmaine's estate, and that's where they had the big extravaganza up there, and then they all came down here to the movie. So
well, and what had it? So it went. Did vaudeville acts come through here?
I mean, this is after
vaudeville theater. Yeah. It wasn't a vaudeville theater, and actually, like I say, not a lot of live performances went on in this theater in the early days. I mean, they had some bands, they had a few things, but not really. It was movie. It was a movie house.
Well, did it like we played the New Victory Theater in New York City, which went from being a glittering Broadway palace to a porn theater in the 70s. Did the Sebastiani fall to that level?
It never did fall to that level. I don't think that could happen in Sonoma. But
that was the Boys Hot Springs Theater, which is now defunct.
Actually, that's absolutely true.
That's true.
They had an old Quonset hut over in Boys Springs, and they did have the movies there.
The occasional blue movie there, yeah.
That's right, that's right.
So how did you come across it? How did your path cross with the Sebastiani Theater?
Well, you know, I came here in 1972, and one night was in here, probably about two or three people in here. I knew from articles in the paper that the theater was having a lot of trouble, and I actually went home that night, and then I told my wife, I got to go back down and talk to this lady that was running that, said, you know, there's something I could do to help, you know.
Okay.
And so I suggested, you know, some live performances. Uh-huh. I said, you know, I'm a magician, and I do a little bit of magic, and so I put together she says, oh, yeah, okay. So I put together a variety show, you know, we did a variety show, and then the people, the opera company, wanted to do an opera here.
Ooh.
And so we did an opera here, and electricals was, we had to run cables the full length of the building down into a basement. You had to walk across a wooden plank with water underneath you.
Oh my God.
To hook in these cables to the electrical source all the way up here to the stage. Anyway, we did that show, and then the fire marshal came in right after that.
Right. Yeah. He said never again.
And he said, "No, you can't do live shows here."
Yeah. Oh, so it didn't become a sort of a multi-use place.
That's what we was looking for at the time. And then they said, "You can't do this," and because of all the regulations, codes, you need a fire curtain, you need electrical upgrade. And so I actually at that time got together with people in the community and formed a nonprofit group called Friends of Sebastiani Theater. And that's how I really got started with it. And so we raised money to get a fire curtain, a sprinkler system, upgrade the electrical system so we could do live shows.
Okay.
So that's how I got started. I had no...
So you got started as a volunteer.
Right.
Okay.
I had no intention. It was not my life's plan to be operating a theater. No.
Right. what's your schedule like now these days? I mean, is it do you have a new movie every night, or a movie that runs for a week or so? How does that work?
Well, you know, it depends on the movie. If you have one that's bringing a lot of people, you keep it longer. If you have one that doesn't, you get rid of it. It's changing a lot right now. The industry's changing a lot because single screens, basically we play more independent films and art films and what's happening now, the money's dried up a lot for the independent art type movies. And so I'm going to have to do more live productions. I'm going to have to be looking at different specialty type films. We've been doing vintage movies, and those have been very successful. People really like coming to the old movies in a movie palace like this.
I bet that's true. I'm sure.
The last two Christmases I came here and I saw It's a Wonderful Life with a full house, and that's an amazing experience. And then this year you showed Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim, and
that's awesome.
It's just great.
No, there is something. There is something, and as you say it, to see it in an old theater like this.
There's nothing like it. I mean, you get the whole atmosphere, the beauty of it, the charm, and then just having all these people in here, sharing these experiences together. I mean, that's what makes it special.
And I remember when we played Completely Hollywood Abridged in here, and you can't get the smell of popcorn out of this place. You know, so it's just so perfect.
It's in here.
I'm Ann Haitch, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSE? This spring and summer of 2012, you'll be able to RSC us in 34 cities in the U.S. and the U.K., including cities like Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, York, Buxton, Exeter, Newbury, Nottingham, Truro, Poole, Tunbridge Wells, Peterborough, Canterbury, Derby, Hereford, Real, Barnsley, Salford, Basingstoke, Crawley, where we hope to meet Lord and Lady Grantham, Bedford, Tewkesbury, and London, returning to the Arts Theatre. And for a short time only, the Arts Theatre in London is selling a reduced number of tickets per performance for the special London Olympics 2012 price of 2012. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
Well, and I have such fond memories of coming to the movie here as a kid. I remember seeing Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon in The Great Race here, you know.
I thought you were going to say in row C.
Yeah, in row C. They were just children.
Yeah.
But, you know, we travel all over the country, and in almost every town you go to, and I tell somebody about Sebastiani Theater, they said, oh, yeah, we used to have a place like that.
Yeah,
It got torn down, or now it's a retail space, or now they divided it up into a multi-screen.
Right.
And it is a jewel. It's a jewel in Sonoma, and Roger said he's a magician. Often, you'll do some magic before. Do you do that on weekends frequently?
I haven't as much as I used to do, but I tend to get back doing that, and we're putting together a big show right now.
Yeah.
I want to get a big stage show that we've got planned, and I'm going to spend a little more time with magic. I spent all my time running the theater. I want to do some of my own stuff now.
So. Right, I bet. Well, and I grew up near the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland, which was similar, bigger.
Actually, the architects that did this theater did the Grand Lake.
Did the Grand Lake? Okay. Well, and they've remained independent, I think, but they've divided it up into multi-use, and they did it smartly. I mean, they made the balcony a separate thing. The Sebastiani here doesn't have a balcony.
Well, we have a balcony.
Oh, yeah, you do have a balcony.
It's very small.
Yes, but it doesn't have a fire escape, so he can't put patrons up there.
That's right.
But we can put Allie up there, right? Can't we, Allie?
Yeah. Stage manager can be up there.
Yeah, that's okay, because stage managers are expendable.
Well, and the RSC connected with Sebastiani. I don't remember what year it was. It must have been the early 90s. Mare Winningham, the Oscar-winning actress, lived in town.
That's right.
And she did two or three benefits. And Jane and I live in Sonoma, and so I contacted Roger, and I said, hey, you know, I know times are tough. What if we did this? And Roger said, sure. And so, I don't know, tonight we're doing... The Complete World of Sports abridged, but
yeah.
I think we've done, I don't know, three or four.
Maybe recorded one of your shows.
Well, that's right. It became a movie location because we shot the American History DVD here in this theater. So if you've seen that DVD, you've seen the theater we're talking about. And don't you host also the Sonoma Film Festival, right?
Yes, it's coming up actually in April, and April 11th will be... having the film festival, there'll be a lot of great movies going on. And
do you premiere, to get big premieres there? I guess, John Lasseter of Pixar lives here in town.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. And he's been really good. We get all the Pixar movies here, which is nice. And in fact, he always comes on opening night. He's been to every opening night in this theater, except for Ratatouille, and he went to Paris. And I do forgive him. But
we'll give him that one.
Yeah, we'll give him that one. But otherwise, he does come every year.
That's got to be just huge fun, though, I would imagine.
It is. And, you know, we don't make a big deal of it and don't even announce it or anything. But he likes coming in just to see what the reaction is of a regular audience, you know, rather than at a premiere or something like that. He wants to see what the people are really laughing at. And not knowing that he's here, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, and being a single screen independent theater, it's hard to get commercial films.
Right.
So those Pixar movies would not normally come here, except that John Lasseter lives in Sonoma and he loves this theater, and he makes sure he can make that decision. He says that's going
to
play.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to get that movie here, but he makes sure that I do, and I'm really thankful for that.
And when they have the Sonoma Valley Film Festival, they often honor people. Haven't they honored Robin Williams and Bruce Willis, and who else has come through?
Yeah. Michael Keaton, he was here.
Yeah, well, we mentioned in the show, I say in the show, my favorite female athlete is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney, only person, male or female, to win three National Hot Rod Association titles. And within the last year...
She was here. Shirley was here.
Coming to see her film, the film based on her life, Heart Like a Wheel.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. And we had her and Don Garlitz.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz?
Big Daddy was here.
So funny.
It was great.
Well, because I think it was sponsored by Infineon Raceway, which is a big professional racetrack in town here. And so they were
when we were kids, it was called Sears Point Raceway.
The area is called Sears Point, but now a big corporation that owns a lot of racetracks. So now it's Infineon Raceway at Sears Point. But yeah, that was fun to see her. She was awfully nice.
She was nice. Yeah, I enjoyed talking with her and Don Garlitz. It was fun to listen to some of their stories. I'm thankful for you guys for supporting us too and helping us out, because it's tough keeping an old theater like this going. And that's been the biggest thing is the appreciation that we have from the people in the this community. And good. And what we do, we try to make it something that's available to the community. Doing it, you know, we have a hometown band, we have the Ballet Conservatory, we have a lot of local groups that are doing shows here. And so that's it's the heart of the city, I think. And so many experiences have happened here with young kids on the stage, and whether you're on the stage or whether you're in the audience, just a lot of great experiences. So that's what keeps me going as far as wanting to do it. Because I mean, there's a lot of times I'd say, what the hell am I doing this for?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
This doesn't make any sense, Roger. I mean, you know, you ain't making any money. You're working too many hours. Mm-hmm. But it's those kinds of things that say, okay, this is what it's about.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your community or family jewels via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, matinee idol Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Jen Lau. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Anne H., and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Tiffner, 279/837 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Well, it's a beautiful space, and we're thrilled to be back in it.
Hey, and we're glad you're here tonight. It's going to be fun. We're going to pack the house here after a while, and you're going to be on the stage, and people are going to be laughing and having a good time. And,
oh, dear, the pressure's on.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.